in this year's record-setting heat. Under the hot summer sun, McLean County, Illinois farmer Matt Hughes' crops are wilting.
Well, we do have a good root system. It's just nothing going through it.
Each day without rain clouds brings new disappointment and worry for Hughes.
The crop I planted right now, I have more invested in this crop than I have invested in any other crop in my life.
Hughes says that's because with commodity prices at all-time highs, so is the cost of seed and fertilizer. Now, he's watching his potential profits evaporate.
This is the one year that can make or break a lot of farmers.
Farmers in Illinois, one of the top corn and soybean producing states in the country, are facing the worst drought conditions in decades. Part of the corn crop in southern Illinois is already beyond salvage, and the problem is spreading, says Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson.
I will tell you, from north to south, east to west, this corn crop is in severe trouble and dire need of a healthy amount of rainfall.
June was one of the driest months on record in many parts of the country, depriving corn stalks of much-needed water during pollination.
We've got over 50% of the corn crop in Illinois that's in poor to very poor condition. There's only two states worse than that by the Statistics Service, and that would be Missouri and Kentucky.
Nelson says the poor crop has a ripple effect on other farmers throughout the country.
The pork is the biggest user of soybean products. Corn is the biggest user. Its biggest user is beef cattle. Everybody keeps an eye on what type of crop you're raising, because it really affects the bottom line of livestock producers in this state.
Whatever the bottom line is for Matt Hughes is now beyond his control.
And this is some of the most productive ground in the world. It's not like I'm going to make a choice to not produce it because I think we're going to have a drought. We produce it, we take what we can get.
What Hughes is not getting is help from meteorologists, as they predict only a few scattered showers in the coming weeks. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Bloomington, Illinois.